Are you ready? He's back. He's better. And he's got something to say. You've tuned in for your daily inspiration. Welcome to the I've Got Something to Say podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
David Mastin.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the I've Got Something to Say podcast. I am your host, David Mastin, and I'm so glad that you guys joined me today. Excited to get into our topic. I really do have something to say today. I'm glad that, and hope the first episode, that you were blessed by, and, you know, appreciate my, transparency there. Today we're going to be talking about, I'll just tell you the title. The name of the title is, I Need a Drink. I Need a Drink. And I don't need anything soft either. Don't give me no wine cooler. I need a drink. And, I thought it was appropriate just to talk about this, because of just everything that's going on in the world and everything that, has happened, in the past couple of months. This is May 6th when I'm recording this. And those of you who are hearing this know that we are currently going through a pandemic across the world. We're going through COVID-19 or coronavirus. And this is one of those things that's affecting everybody. Young, old, rich or poor, you are being affected by this virus, whether directly or indirectly. Some of us have family who's had it, and glory be to God has recovered. Some of us have had parents and brothers and sisters pass away from it. Whether you've known somebody, whether someone's recovered, passed away, we're all being affected by it. Even if you don't know anybody, even if you're not being affected by anybody, even if you don't know anybody with the virus, you don't know a relative or whatever, you are still somehow being affected by it, whether it be a job, working from home. Now you gotta work from home and be a school teacher for your kids. Some of you lost your jobs, right? I was just looking on the news and major corporations are packing up, closing their stores, closing their restaurants, closing their businesses, clothing stores closed. Can't even go inside the shop, right? And it's affecting all of us, every last single one of us. And when stress like that happens, majority of us have to find something to deal with that stress. When stress, when a pandemic happens, when something catastrophic happens, when you have a lot of stuff going on just in your life on a regular basis, you search for something to help you, something that can relieve the stress, something that can help you cope and deal at the time. There are a lot of people who rely on alcohol to deal with their stress, to help them cope, right? You have a long day at work. It was stressful. People's getting on your nerves. Your boss getting on your nerves. You stop. You doing whatever you're doing. You go home. You put your feet up somewhere and you grab a drink, right? There's nothing wrong with that, right? You are trying to relieve your stress. Some of us, we go for a walk. Some of us, we smoke and weed. Some of us, we dive into other things. We're looking at porn. You're looking at, you're smoking dope. You're using drugs. Whatever the case may be, you're just trying to cope with whatever is going on. You have external things that are causing internal damage to you, and you're trying to find a way to somehow give just a tad bit of relief to that damage that's going on the inside. See, I know all too much about that. I dealt with so much damage on a regular basis. My damage was rejection. Rejection from girls, rejection from, this is me being transparent. Even I felt rejected from my brothers, right? And that wasn't necessarily the truth, but that's my own family, my own flesh and blood. I felt rejected. I felt like I didn't fit in. I felt like I didn't belong. I wasn't as cool. I wasn't as important. And so you feel rejected. You feel like you don't fit into that, right? And you get rejected by your siblings. You get rejected at school. You get rejected in life. And so in order to have something to heal that rejection, you rely on something. You rely on porn. You rely on alcohol. You rely on something to just for a split second can give you some type of temporary relief. You're not asking for long-term relief. You just need something to get you through whatever happened in your life that was traumatic. And whatever that traumatic experience is, you're just trying to figure out a way to deal with it to the best of your ability. You don't want it to affect your job. You don't want it to affect your work. You're just trying to find a way to temporarily, if just for a moment, deal with whatever is going on in your life externally that's causing internal damage. You're just trying to make it. You're just trying to figure it out. You're just trying to cope. And all of us cope differently. All of us have a coping mechanism. All of us try to hang on to something to give us some sense of pleasure in this life. I'm reminded of there's this part in the Bible in John chapter number 4 where there's a woman who meets Jesus at the well. She meets Jesus at the well, and when she meets him at the well, Jesus asks the woman, "Give me something to drink." The disciples were gone. Jesus was by himself, and the only person there that could serve him at that time was this woman. This woman now is trying to get some water for whatever reason she's trying to get it. And here comes Jesus asking her, this random woman that he doesn't know, for something to drink. I want everybody to know that I don't care what is going on in your life. Jesus always has room for more servants. He always has room for more friends. He always has room for more people. And just because he has disciples doesn't mean he doesn't want more disciples. And I'm pretty sure because Jesus was a Jew, this woman was a Samaritan, the Jews didn't get along with the Samaritans, the shock on this woman's face that Jesus is asking her, of all people, who the Jews thought were insignificant, were lowlifes, were dogs, were nothing, for him to ask her, I'm pretty sure she was baffled. Huh, who is this man asking me for something to drink? And after she gives her response, Jesus said, "If you knew who was the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." Living water. Water that is alive. Water that is never drying. Water that is never quenching. Water that is never, it can't freeze, it can't dry, it can't boil, it doesn't change with the climate. It is always satisfying whatever the need is that is there. And Jesus was trying to give this woman this water, but the issue that this woman is having is that the woman at the well is dealing with external issues that have caused internal damage. You see, this woman has had now 5 husbands. I'm pretty sure it was dramatic when she lost the first one, whether it be by death or divorce. I'm pretty sure the second one was just as drastic. But I'm pretty sure that after the third, the fourth, and then the fifth, you start to feel rejected. You start to feel disappointed. You start to feel like maybe God doesn't care. Could it be that that's why Jesus is having dialogue with this woman? Because this woman had so many traumatic events, whether they were intentionally by her or non-intentionally by her, whether she was the one who wanted the divorce or the husband was the one who wanted the divorce, or maybe she was a widow. No one knows, but all we know is she's had 5. She's killing on the inside. External factors have caused her internal thirst. A lot of us deal with that on a regular basis. And to be truthfully honest, we're dealing with it even right now. These external things are coming along. Even now, they even have, y'all, did y'all see this ugly little murder hornet thing? Now, I hate bugs. I hate them. I think I know we shouldn't use the word hate, whatever, but man, I cannot stand no nasty insect, especially the flying ones. I don't like them at all. But they showed this creepy little thing. We don't even know where it came from. Where did it go? Asia, whatever. Crazy. Something like that can cause somebody anxiety. Not even in your city, not even in your state, but it can cause anxiety. The thing doesn't even look real. It looks like something off of a horror movie. But yet and still, it can cause internal damage, even if it's just to your mind. But what Jesus was offering this woman was an opportunity to no longer have to use temporary measures to fulfill voids in her life. Jesus wasn't condemning marriage. He wasn't saying that being married was bad. He wasn't condemning relationships. He wasn't saying that relationships was bad. All he was saying to this woman is that the reasons you're going from relationship to relationship is because you have an internal void. And the reason you and I have these unhealthy coping mechanisms, the reason you and I deal with drinking, smoking, having sex with multiple partners, trying to go from bed to bed, trying to go from drink to drink, drug to drug, trying to get high again, you're angry, your anxiety is just running rampant. It's because you have external things going on around you that are causing internal dryness. You need a drink. And no, Remy Martin isn't going to do it. Hennessy isn't going to do it. And no, that's not condemning any of those things. But what it is saying is that those things may give temporary relief, but they don't fix the internal problem. What Jesus wanted to give the woman was an answer to the internal problem. I'll give you a story. My brother used to be a youth pastor in the city of Flint, Michigan. And he used to throw these wonderful parties that my mom never let me go to. And there were these young parties. It was at church, everything. But he used to sell, he would sell these very sweet daiquiris, non-alcoholic daiquiris, at these youth parties that he would throw at this church. And he told me that his mindset for throwing these parties were that I could charge. Oh, man, I probably shouldn't say this story, but I'm going to say it anyway. He'll just have to get mad at me later. He was trying to raise money for the youth department so that they could have their youth conference. And what he would do is, right or wrong, he would sell these daiquiris, and he would also sell the water. And the water would be at one price, but the daiquiri would be at the other price. And I always said, and I asked him one day, I said, why he's making his prices. I said, why are you pricing the water more than you are for the daiquiris? Doesn't it cost more? And he said to me, he says, I know that after they get done doing whatever they're doing and they have this daiquiri, that that's only going to temporarily relieve their thirst. And eventually they'll have to come back to get water because the daiquiri isn't going to fulfill their thirst. It'll quench it for a moment. They'll drink it real fast, but I know they're going to come back eventually and grab this water. And I think the daiquiris were $1 and the water might have been $1.50. He's had this drawn out plan. Whether it worked or not, I don't know. My point in saying that is that some of us have been sipping on daiquiris. Some of us have been sipping on Kool-Aid. Some of us have been sipping on sweet tea. Some of us have been dealing with alcoholism, being addicted to pornography, dealing with addictions to sex, addictions to different relationships. No relationship satisfies you. You have to keep going from one thing to another thing. Nothing satisfies you anymore. You can't be content. It's not because of anything else except there is an internal void that you keep trying to fill with temporary solutions. But what Jesus is saying is I want you to trade in your temporary solutions for an internal resolution. An internal resolution that can actually change and finally and for once fulfill you. Jesus doesn't want you to be stuck on Kool-Aid. He doesn't want you to be stuck on tea. He doesn't want you to be stuck on stuff that's only going to be temporary. He wants you to appreciate and have a drink of water that will never run dry. It's always springing up. It's always alive. And it's always fulfilling every need that you have. It is what helps you to be content. It is what helps you to be whole. It is what helps you to be who God actually invented you to be. No relationship is going to do that. No drug is going to do that. No alcohol is going to do that. Not another porn scene is going to do that. Nothing is going to fulfill you like it should, except for the living water that Jesus has to offer. And so today, that's all I want to do, to encourage somebody out there. That now does not mean fold. Now does not mean to go back into more addiction. Now is not the time to continue to go after your temporary craving. But now is the time to finally take a sip of something that's going to fulfill you. And it doesn't condemn. It's not condemning relationships. It's not condemning you taking a sip of wine. Like, that's, it's not condemning that. What it's saying is that I don't need that to be fulfilled. And so tonight, that's all I want to pray with you about, is that the need that you have, that you would take a drink that is going to forever fulfill you, and that you can always run to, that will never disappoint you, that won't leave you hanging. So will you pray with me? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you just for all that you've done. I thank you for your blood. I thank you for your power, and I thank you for your might in all of our lives. Jesus, I'm coming to you asking that you heal the land. I'm asking that, God, those that may be sick, that you heal them, that those that may be mourning, that you lift their spirits. But most of all, God, I'm asking that you be the drink in our lives that quenches every internal thirst. God, we're asking that you fulfill our joy and that you fulfill your heart and your love in our lives, God. Fill us up, Jesus, with your joy, your peace, your love, everything that encompasses wholeness. God, fill us up with that. And Jesus, we need you. We need you like never before. And we just ask all these things in your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, thanks so much for joining me tonight. It's nighttime when I'm reviewing, when I'm recording this. Stay tuned next week, man. I got episode 3 for y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all stay blessed. I'm praying for you. And remember, let's get a drink. A drink of something from a well that'll never run dry. A drink from the best bartender ever known to man, and that drink is from Jesus Christ and his salvation. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Make sure you subscribe to the I've Got Something to Say podcast and all your podcast streaming services.